This is Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from the Louisiana Statehouse. I'm Sue Lincoln. Conference committees. They're where all the action is now at the end of the session.
It is signed by all members of the conference committee.
Conference committee report stands adopted.
But just what is a conference committee? Slidell Representative Kevin Pearson.
There are bills that, you know, the House and Senate will disagree on, and in many cases you can't get it worked out.
Any bill from the budget to a new type of vanity license plate can require a conference committee to resolve. Kenner Senator Danny Martini.
The Speaker of the House appoints three conferees, and the President of the Senate appoints three conferees, and they come up with a compromise.
These aren't formal committee meetings. In fact, Martini says, they're quite casual.
I wouldn't say it happens in the men's room, but I will tell you that normally what happens is we kind of meet together on the floor and just say, this is what the bill did, this is what we want, everybody's in agreement on it, let's go with it.
Legislators acknowledge that this is where much of Louisiana law is truly made. Sometimes it includes things that haven't been publicly vetted.
In conference committee, you can pass and make something happen that was never even discussed.
Martini says that's known among lawmakers as a snake alert. He adds that often there are too many conferences to really know what is getting passed this last day of the session.
You know, hopefully we'll find out sometime between now and August what we actually did.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Capital Access is produced by WRKF and made possible by Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation supporting Louisiana agriculture, and ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.